Reddit Radio with our hosts, Kojo V and Omer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, here we go.
Welcome to Street Cred Radio. This week we have my good friend Kojovi here, and he's not drunk.
Presence. Oh, hey.
Yeah, and I'm here, and our special guest. And please introduce our special guest here.
Everyone, give a shout out to Lala from Lala's World.
What up,
Lala? Do you want to plug anything? Your website? Anything right now?
Do what?
Your website, your show. Go ahead and talk about it if you want. Real quick.
You guys can go to youtube.com/Lala's World TV and check out episodes from season 1, 2, and 3.
And first of all, Lala is not only awesome, but a longtime friend of mine. So,
y'all
go and go to that website and check it out.
Whether since like Red it. Star days.
Oh, the good old times. Hey, why don't we start talking about
what's going on in the world right now?
No, fuck that. She said Red Star. We're talking about Red Star. Did you ever go to Red Star back in the day?
No. I'm young.
It was you're older than I am.
Yeah.
He was a 5'11" fool.
Yeah. True.
No, what?
Got him.
Did you ever go to 5'11"?
I have no idea what that is.
Never mind.
Anyways, Red Star was pretty much the hottest 18 up spot when I was like 21. It was like the hottest club around, and like that's why I got started in this business. My buddy Sans Mandel was a promoter there, and man, I went there every Thursday, dog, every single Thursday, religiously. If I didn't go there on Thursday, my whole week was thrown off. And I kept on begging this cat for a job, and this before I knew him. And he finally got tired of me, I guess, every single Thursday begging this cat for a fucking job. So I'm like, dude, this dude drives a Maserati. He promotes clubs, making money, partying. I need to get in with this guy.
Uh-huh.
Long story short, I ended up...
And for some reason, he won't give you a job.
Oh, well, I mean, no. I'm just some dude, you know what I'm saying? At this time, this is like 6, 7 years ago.
Right.
And finally, I guess he gets tired of me annoying him. He's like, fine, I'll pay you $10 an hour to pass out flyers at fucking U of H.
Okay.
So long story condensed, I started doing that. He ended up buying the club, and he had no one else working for him but Dallas. So I was like just the next person in line. I was just dude passing out flyers, $10 an hour, and I was the only one there. So I was then the manager of the club. That's how I got started. Anyways, enough about me. Let's talk more about Lala.
Yeah, so
beautiful girl that we have on our
Lala,
on
tell
our
us
show.
Why do you have that ring on your finger? We all know you're not married. Why are you wearing a ring?
That's not my wedding finger.
That is a promise ring for us. So
yeah, but you know what the thing is? A lot of women. I mean, I've seen people wear it in both hands.
This doesn't mean I'm taken or with anyone.
Look,
does
ma,
it?
No hands.
No, see?
Ah, see that.
No wedding ring.
But
single.
So you wanted a diamond or something, you went out and bought it.
Oh, I buy my own diamond.
That's
I bought
nice.
This in Atlanta.
That shows you that you don't need a man.
I don't. I'm very independent.
What talk if I wanted to buy you a diamond, though?
I'll take it.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
I don't need y'all shit, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand that. That's almost like a double standard there. They don't need men. Or their diamonds, but they
women
will take it.
Women are a lot
it.
More independent now, but if you want to get, we'll take it.
They are.
Yeah.
But they're all. But they're ever so conniving, though.
I don't need a Bentley, but if you're going to buy me one, I'm going to take it. I mean, you
what
want
if you
me?
Have to give somebody a hand job to do it?
I'll give you a hand job for a Bentley, for sure.
What if I was a leper?
I could wear a glove. I'll still give you a hand job.
If I wanted a raw hand job, leper.
As long as I had no cuts on my hands, I'd still do it for a fucking bent.
See, I didn't know I had to have cuts on my hands for me to catch leprosy.
I didn't know that either. I'm just going on a limb. I mean, if my hand's intact, I mean, I can't really contract a disease, can I?
No.
Now, if you ask me to lick it, that's a whole other story. But I'd probably still do it for a bit. It'll just be a whole other story.
Fuck for a buck.
Yeah, you know. Okay, next topic. As on my list of topics to talk about, I come across
cricket.
Did
we ever even go on the first topic? Was there a first topic that we actually just spoke about?
Yeah, Lala. And then starting at Red Star and her show. Why don't you let me do this, okay? Let me fuck
I'm
this
sorry, second. Go for it.
I'm looking on my list. I see cricket. Does anyone actually play cricket anymore? Is that actually really a sport?
I used to play cricket. I was a championship cricket player at
you're
the,
a faggot.
The
you're lying right now. Stop
I swear to God, we won a trophy.
You got a trophy for playing cricket.
You're right.
Was there a fucking grasshopper on the trophy?
What? No.
Do something a little more masculine. Go play football or rugby.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's the English baseball is pretty much what it is.
Oh, well.
Interesting.
I think it's gay.
It could be. Have you ever played it, though?
No.
It's pretty gay, but it's just, I don't know.
I've done many gay things.
Cody, where'd you go to high school?
Tomball, T. Bizzle.
Tomball in the house, baby.
Yeah,
class of 99.
I went to school with your cousin.
I don't know.
You actually went
class
to Tomball?
99, too.
We got you in the same class?
No, 02.
Damn it.
Okay. Twizzle.
TB in the house.
Shout out to all my high school friends.
Yeah.
Omar's not on that list. He's not on my friend list at all, actually.
No, I'm not. I just came out of nowhere, really.
Yeah, kind of did.
All right, so Lala, tell us about, you interview a lot of people. So tell us about the most odd interview that you ever had.
The most odd. Yeah. I don't think I have any odd ones.
Because
usually,
I know that you interview a lot of stone people, a lot of people that have egos and this and that. So give me your most, if not odd, the most memorable one.
Put somebody on blast.
Someone ever piss you off? Someone ever get a really good emotional spike, anything out of you? Or are you really that calm and collected?
No, everybody makes me laugh. Everybody acts silly. Slim Thug's probably the coolest one. He got a tattoo of me on his arm.
Did
my
he really?
Face. Hey. Yeah.
And that is awesome.
And he blasted it out on my show. And he also said I was his favorite TV host. And then he's like, he has a tattoo of me.
It would suck if you were to die tonight, right?
What? Oh, my God. Why would you say that? Did you just mention her dying in our podcast?
Yeah, I did.
You are a horrible person.
I am.
Why would you say that?
It was random.
It would suck if I died tonight?
First thing that came to my mind, yeah.
I don't know. Life's short.
Doesn't make me feel bad, though.
Now I think I want to put anthrax in Omar's drink.
You know, the anthrax was, never mind.
Hey, on speaking of Slim Thug, did you see that shit, I guess about 6-8 months ago, where he put those pictures on Craigslist?
Of what?
Oh, with the girls?
No, it was him. It showed like
finding,
his face.
Trying to find girls?
Yeah, and then he lifted up a shirt and had his nipple on there, and then he's like licking it and shit. And
he's
I'm like,
stupid. He does the craziest shit.
But I was sitting there, I was like, man, there's got to be some girl putting this dude on blast. And then he was on the radio the next day telling me, yeah, I was just bored. Like, it's tight.
He likes to entertain people. He's crazy.
I can see that.
He's funny.
But, you know, that shows a high level of intelligence, though, whenever someone's willing to go out there on a whim and do that. Because it just shows the level of commitment that he has to just not give it a fuck.
Yeah, well,
fortune favors the bold.
He's fucking Slim Thug. Why do you care?
Well, no, I mean, because a lot of people in his position may actually be introverts. They may not want to be put out there like that because they're all worried about their image. I would say 90% of the industry is that way. He's
definitely not worried about his image. I think he really doesn't care.
Yeah, I think he just likes to have a good time. Like me, I really don't give a fuck.
No, I talk about Lala dying on the radio show.
I know. Now I'm going to be all paranoid as shit going home.
I'll go pee on the beer pong table.
Well, if anyone kills you, it probably won't be me.
I will.
Because I'm a kind-hearted person.
Dude, I got stuck on that show, Dexter. Have you seen Dexter?
Yeah.
Then, dude, that kills me. Dude, I really want to try to kill somebody, see if I can get away with it now.
Why?
I don't know. Just see if I can get away with it. Murderers get thrown in jail on the regular. I think I'm good enough and smart enough to where I can do it and get away with it.
So really? For murderers, you go to jail on the regular all the time?
Murderers?
Oh, I thought you said promoter.
I mean,
murderers. Yeah, of course.
I've never been to jail. I'm a
never.
Good
have
good
you never been to jail?
Burn.
You're shit.
Wrong.
Okay.
Wrong.
All right. I was about to say, how the fuck has he managed not to ever go to jail?
Okay. Next topic. I'm looking at movie gossips. I don't really give a shit to gossip about movies, but I have not seen Fast Five. I have not seen Thor, and I have not seen what's that new one in the
Fast
theater?
Five was the best one out of all of them, I
really?
Think.
Really? No, there's another one really hot right now.
Another car one?
No. What's the hottest movie in the theaters right now?
Hangover 2?
Yes.
Badass. I saw that one, too.
God damn, I'm so backed up.
You are.
Hey, let's go get your camera. I'll get a Mike Tyson tattoo on my face right now. or I'll get a teardrop.
Why?
Why the fuck not?
Just on the whim?
Yeah.
Cody, you have any more piercings?
My eyebrow, my face. I took out my LeBray. My
titties.
Ears. What?
Titties?
Your nipples?
No, that's just gay to me. I will go get something pierced right now, though.
Have you pierced your ass cheeks together?
Man, I don't know how I would go to the bathroom if I did that. Would it? Okay, have you put meat in a meat grinder and like shoved out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so would it like squirt? This is getting gross.
I think it'll come out pretty pasty. Pancake-ish.
Tasty.
Kahavi. Okay, what about, let's see. What's
well,
next?
Look, so as far as the movies go, I got to tell you, I've seen Thor. It's good. I can tell you that much.
Oh, that's off the chain.
Hangover 2, you said it's pretty good also.
Yeah.
What else did he just say?
Fast Five.
That's why I haven't
that
seen
was
that.
Badass.
I've not seen Fast Five. I'm a huge movie buff, though, dog. Like, I'll go to Redbox every day and rent the max amount of movies, which is 3, burn them, and go back. Like, at least once or twice a day.
You do what?
Okay, I'll go... That's against the law. That might be incriminating. Yes.
When you watch movies, you're always running around.
Because I can't sleep at night. No. So when I get home from work, I just watch movies. Or during the day, because I don't. I mean.
But we're gonna backfill that time with something else that we were talking about in the car.
Say it again.
I said we're gonna backfill some of that movie time with something else that we were talking about in the car on the way here.
What were we talking about in the car? Gay sex.
That's one. Oh. But no, it's some technical shit.
Okay. Cody, have you ever had a threesome?
Oh yeah.
More than once.
Couple times. Maybe once or twice.
Omar?
Have you ever had a threesome?
I've never, no.
That's weak. Well, there's three of us.
It would definitely have to be with another girl, though.
You want to be liberated real quick?
What?
No, it'd be weird. Too weird with two guys. It'd have to be me.
Yeah,
no homo, I guess, say that first. Lil Wayne says, as long as I say that, I'm not gay. So I've done both ways, and I actually had more fun with me and my boy fucking a girl than me and two girls.
You rotisserie'd her?
Come again?
You rotisserie'd her.
I don't know what that is, but I'm sure we did it.
Just picture it. A rotisserie. A chicken.
I guess you can say that.
All right.
I want to put my friend on blast right now.
Don't do it.
No, not the girl, the guy.
Oh, all right, yeah, go for it.
My buddy Shane Brumley and I, when we were in high school, we were called the Mario Brothers. Because we'd run trains on bitches. And we just do random shit.
How do you tie in Mario Brothers with trains?
Because they were brothers. Me and him weren't brothers, but maybe when we were fucking, go. Oh, no, fuck that. There's nothing positive when me and Shane were on the scene. It'd be like.
Yeah, that's the Mario Creeper music there.
No, that's the dungeon music.
Was it?
Because that's what happens when lights go off of a dungeon.
Goody gumdrops.
Hey, what's your thoughts on Google, man? I think they have a monopoly on the world. They own the internet. They own email. They own.
What do you think, Lala? What are your thoughts on Google?
Keep going.
I don't know. Google's good. I use it a lot.
I think Google's going to be the first company that's ever going to come out with some kind of a.
I'm good. I can listen.
With a transformer of some sort, a Decepticon, more than likely. I just said Google's going to be the first company that's going to come out with a Decepticon. I think so.
Well, I mean, they kind of own everything, you know? I mean, they have the greatest search engine. They have the most users on Gmail. I mean, the internet is Google.
Yeah.
Everyone has a Google app on their phone. They have the... Google owns Android. Google created Android. You know what I'm saying? So they own the cell phone world. Well, I guess I
well, they copied a lot of the code from Java or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I was not aware.
They actually got sued for that as well. From Sun Microsystems, actually.
Speaking of getting sued, and because I have ADD, you know that Hangover 2 almost didn't come out because that tattoo that's on his face, Mike Tyson's tattoo, was actually copywritten?
No way.
Yeah, they had to pay off the tattoo artist because he copywrote the thing. And when the movie's about to come out, they actually couldn't come out with it because they had to break that dude off. Because it's
pretty big.
Operating.
I don't get it, man. I think that's a real squeamish way of ever making money. I can't hit on anybody that's ever making money doing whatever they can. But what's kind of shitty is you're not really contributing to modern society whatsoever. But you just buy this copyright of some sort and you fucking hold on to it, you know?
I think that's genius, man. Well, one thing that Sam did, that same guy was saying about that one club was he's my friend. Before Sam would start buying and sitting on domain names.
Okay,
I literally cover domain names. And so when a company came out, like let's say 10 years ago, I reserved monster.com.
Okay.
Monster Energy Drink is going to want to have monster.com.
Okay.
And they're a huge company, so they'll do whatever they need to do to get that. So, you know, I if I would have reserved that, I probably would have got, you know, what, $1 million?
Now, okay, so you showed us one aspect of how that could be, right? But here's another aspect. Did you know that there's been alternate energy as far as gasoline and petroleum goes since the fucking age of the Nazis? There's a jet fuel called Centrolium. There's plenty of different types of energies that have come out. And what the oil companies have done, they've gone out there and they've purchased copyrights to every type of new energy source. And that way they've been monopolizing our fucking gas, and that's how we're having to pay so much. So I guess there's a little bit of negative and positive that comes with that, like anything else, you know?
Well, I mean, I guess. I mean, there are plenty of means of other energy sources. Like, the number one energy source that's never been found is meat, in case you didn't know.
I thought you were going to go somewhere good with that. No, but I think you went to a better place.
I went somewhere great with that.
You did.
I went somewhere phenomenal.
I agree.
I'm glad you agree. If you didn't, I'd probably grab your penis.
I love you.
Huh? What?
Nah. I didn't hear what he just said.
Back on the Google thing, do you agree with me that Google's pretty much running the world?
No, I doubt it. Because for every power, there's
Google's
there's
gonna make
equal.
A car.
I'm sure they are. But for every power there is, there's always an equal and opposite fucking reaction for that power.
Why are we talking about nerdy shit when we have a beautiful girl in front of us? Lala, what do you want to talk about?
Sports. Miami or Dallas? Who are you going for?
Oh my God, don't even ask that question. Actually, you know what? Just because you asked that question makes me think that you are a Miami advocate.
Dallas, actually.
Okay, high five. Hey, Dirk's off the chain.
Can't believe they lost the first game, though.
I mean, first of all, I am a fan of Miami, yes. But they're playing Dallas. Motherfucker, I live in Texas.
Right,
who the hell
exactly.
Am I gonna go? I rep my fucking city.
Yeah.
And nothing's going to change that. So, Dirk McGurk's going to kick some ass. LeBron James is the fucking truth, though.
Okay. I don't follow team sports anymore.
You don't follow? Oh, just MMA.
I only
MMA's MMA. Way better anyway. Just
MMA.
Yeah.
Yeah, just it's more fun to watch. And it's greater.
So when is the finals? I mean, is this the finals now?
The first game was yesterday. Miami won, so it's...
Yeah, Miami's going to win that thing.
You're fucking retarded.
I mean, I don't know. I don't follow it like that, but I do know as stats-wise, they're probably going to take Dallas. But you never know.
Yeah,
Dallas
right,
has proven know. Themselves time and time again this year, and they may be able to, you know, pull it out.
Lala, do you have any pets?
No, but I love dogs.
I love dogs, too.
I
Why
can't have one there where I'm at.
Why?
It's a mid-rise. You can't really. There's no yard. I'm too busy. I don't have time for one.
Oh.
Dogs need a yard.
I guess. I mean, I got a pit bull, but that bitch don't like to be outside.
Yeah,
she goes outside
dogs.
The potty and then she comes back inside.
His pit bull tried to rape me the first day that we ever did the podcast.
Didn't try. She did.
She did. She
got I've got bit by a pit bull before in the face.
With AIDS?
Huh?
Nothing.
Stupid, no. I tried to kiss one when it was sleeping and that thing attacked me.
Really?
Yeah, in my face. My ex-boyfriend's dog cut me right on my nose. You can't see it. Luckily, the scar went away, but I was like...
Was it really bad? That bad?
Yeah, I was bleeding bad. I was like, holy fuck.
Whose dog was it?
My ex-boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, should put him on blast now.
I would beat the shit out of a dog if it attacked me.
Like, oh, yeah, he grabbed his dog and beat the shit out of him. I was like, oh, my God. That's scary.
I used to know a friend who used a tombstone pile driver or a fucking dog.
What? Did it die?
No. It's just a fucking, just do it. Just do it.
How do you do that to a fucking dog? I mean, I wrestle my dog and I fuck that little bitch up. But
yeah,
I would
mean,
never
I've seen
DDT
him
that bitch.
The motherfucker. Yeah, it's bad. Because he'd get up, cry, and run away.
The dog or the guy?
The fucking dog.
That's so bad. That's terrible. I don't know. My homeboy Kevin has the biggest pit bull I've ever seen. This is a full-bred pit bull. The head is probably the size of my torso. Bitch weighs 120 pounds.
Damn.
And like I was fucking with him yesterday, like he thinks he's like a little squirrel or something. Like he'll walk up to me and like lay on me. I'm like falling over. I'm like, get fuck off me. I would not want to get bit by that motherfucker. That shit would not be tight.
Oh my God, this song reminds me of Shelter. Remember Shelter on 1960? Long time ago.
Shelters?
Where Bikini Beach is.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Wow.
Long time ago, I saw K7 in concert there.
K7.
I think I was
wow.
Underage though. Yeah.
Well, wow. Back in the fucking. Speaking of K7, did you go to the Master P concert 2 weeks ago?
The what?
The Master P concert 2 weeks ago.
No, I didn't.
Neither did I. I didn't feel like being a minority. Did I tell you about the racism that I experienced about a month ago?
No, you didn't tell me that.
All right, so I got talked. I had a guys' night. Went to Knox.
All right.
And my buddy said, hey, man, we need to go to this after hours place. I was like, man, it's Sunday.
I was there more late.
Hey, let's try this again. We're taking a picture. Stand by.
Yeah, don't put the other one because
so,
I'm like, huh?
So he's all like, hey, we're going to go after hours. I'm like, dude, it's Sunday. No,
well,
after
what's
hours
What's your name?
Place,
plug them real quick.
Huh?
You
want to
plug them?
Hey, what's your website?
WeRunHouston.com.
WeRunHouston.com. Just took a picture of us during this podcast. All y'all, while you're listening right now, go to WeRunHouston.com. Do it. They take some pretty cool pictures.
So tell me about your racist...
Okay, so yeah, it's Sunday. Hey, let's go after hours. Man, there ain't no after hours places open on fucking Sunday. He's like, no, this place called Dreams.
Oh, gosh. Start.
Yeah. So I don't know what Dreams is. I have no fucking idea what Dreams is.
No. way.
And so we get there, and long story short, Dreams is a black strip club.
Oh, wow, okay.
All right, so I'm sitting there waiting. You know, we got a group of, like, 8 white dudes and 1 black guy. So we're watching all these black dudes go in, walk right in, don't get searched, don't pay cover. White boy, Kajobi, walks up. They're like, we got to search you. This motherfucker damn near, like, put the rubber glove on and stuck his finger in my ass. Like, he was searching the fuck out of me. And I paid cover. And I was like, didn't they just walk in and pay cover?
What did you pay cover? How much was the cover?
20 bone?
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And you know what? I was like, you know what? Touche. You know what? Being in the club industry, I see racism on the fucking regular.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, all right, that's cool. You know what? I probably deserve that. But I've never seen it on the other side of the table.
Okay.
You
know?
And then, Cody, why does everybody act so Hollywood in the club scene in Houston?
Because they want to...
Like, we're in Miami and shit.
They want to act like there's some that they're not, you know? The thing about Houston is we don't have a large amount of celebrities. So in Houston, everyone that's in the club industry thinks they're a goddamn celebrity. So everyone wants to act like there's some that they're not. And that's when they...
I've seen some door people be so just, man, to
well,
people.
No, you know, typically, that's not their fault. You know, the door guy just does what the owner says. And the owner says, hey, you know, and I swear, I've heard owners say, hey, oh, we can only have 20 black people and 10 Asians
yeah.
and 10 Mexicans. You know, so it sucks because, I mean, I got a lot of black friends. So all my real good friends are black friends, you know. And so when I'm trying
I'm black
to get
too.
Yeah.
I'm partial black.
Are you?
Yeah.
I thought you were Habibi. Ooh. Habibi.
Yeah, but Arabs are pretty mixed with black.
I thought you were interracial.
Persian, Arab, Indian, and African.
I thought you were interracial, maybe with a donkey.
Donkey?
Donkey?
I'll accept it.
Donkey. Yeah. You look like you got some donkey in you.
I mean, I got a nice ass.
I'm talking about your face.
Want to feel my ass?
I probably have at some point in time.
I mean it.
I mean it too. I'll definitely grab your ass.
You know, I felt Jesse's ass this last weekend. I groped him on my way out of Sanctuary.
I've seen Jesse's nuts over 100 times.
You seen his nuts? I saw the balloon, the picture with his he had a dick in his dick in a blue balloon and his balls were hanging out behind it. He was throwing up a peace sign.
Jesse just thinks it's like cool as shit just to take his dick out and balls up. Check it out. He had this picture.
Am I going to have to deal with that shit in a couple of days?
For sure. He has a piece of paper, a picture of Santa Claus holding his Santa's little bag, and
okay.
He ripped off the bag and then he sticks his nuts through the piece of paper, so it looks like Santa's holding his nuts.
Oh my gosh!
Out of control. Kajobi.com.
He comes from so many different angles, man. No, I appreciate it though.
I'm looking on my topic.
Tala, you're quite quiet. On the podcast.
Yeah, you need to talk some more. We have you on the show for a reason.
I'm asking questions. You guys.
Oh, we already on the show.
I've been asking a lot of back in the days, old school questions.
No, let's talk about sex, since we have a girl on the show.
Yeah, hey, that's a good idea. We haven't had girls on the show before.
All right.
The third episode, though.
Oh, she's a virgin. Omar, how many women have you had sex with? Would you?
Ooh, guess? You don't want me to go there.
No, I want a random number.
A gentleman never kisses and tells. Bam. That's my answer.
That's fucking gay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
Well... I worked hard on my numbers, so I'm trying to hear what yours is.
You worked hard.
Yeah, I did.
So have you actually recorded the amount of women you have slept with?
I have pictures of every woman I slept with in the closet.
Pictures?
In the closet, in my room. I just made that up. I'm full of shit.
And those pictures will be in your storage when you move on
I'm
somewhere
joking.
Else?
I'm joking. I really don't. But if I did, they would definitely be in storage. I'd put that shit in a locker.
It's like a box full of shit.
You know... My prediction is...
Oh, go ahead. Did you want to answer that question?
What?
Yeah, were you going to take his question just now?
No.
Okay, good. See, then why were you calling me gay for fucking not speaking up?
What was the question?
How many women have you slept with?
None. How many have I made out with? Maybe a handful.
Hey, Omar.
A handful?
How many men have you slept with?
A gentleman never kisses and tells yet again.
That's fucking gay. You need to step your game up, nigga.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got on the list of topics. Oh, reality shows. We'll make this real quick. Everyone, check out my reality show, gonelocal.tv/Houston Nights, YouTube/Lala's World. I think internet TV is taking over, mainly because I canceled my AT&T UVerse about 8 months ago because I never watched TV ever. Okay, I'm never around. I know that everyone tried to get me into this whole DVR thing because you know I'm never around when the shows I want to watch are on. But fuck that. I just go download it. Watch it on my computer whenever the fuck I want. I mean, I got the iMac. It's got like a fucking 28-inch screen, so... Your thoughts?
Yeah, same here. I mean, Although the downside to watching all of your content on the internet is you're not going to be keeping up with all the shows in real time like you could.
But see, in retrospect, like I started watching Dexter about 5 days ago. I've made it through three. Let's see. I watched all season one, all season two, and six episodes in season three.
Okay.
51 minutes an episode. 8 episodes. So that's damn near 6 hours.
Off of where, though?
No, I downloaded it off a torrent, and I downloaded all the episodes.
Right.
But
why would you download it off a torrent? I've got a website that you can go to. You can watch it all streaming right then and there.
Because I can download it and put it on my iPhone.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. You want to keep it, though. That's why.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I would sit there and watch, like, let's see, 4 episodes a day, and that's, like, 3.5 hours. I'd sit there and just watch them because I was so fucking addicted. You know?
Okay.
And I guess I'm not good with patience. So if I watch this episode this week and I got to wait next week to see next episode, fuck that. I ain't got time for that shit.
Okay.
That's how I feel about that.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever seen Rome before?
That's a movie.
No. It's a fucking, it's a show just like Dexter.
Oh, I'm thinking of Troy.
It's a series. Rome, top notch. This is just my opinions. Rome is top notch. It's even better than Sopranos and stuff. What's another one that's top notch? Dexter's pretty good.
I love it.
I would give that like an 8 out of 10, though. Rome is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, sure.
Deadwood, 10 out of 10. You got to check out Deadwood also.
Deadwood.
Yeah, Lala's back to the show.
Sorry.
Lala's back. She has returned.
Lala's back.
This Visco, I got to talk to my fans.
You had to talk to
them. Oh, speaking of, who's Hollywood?
Talk to me.
Why is Evan Houston going to act so Hollywood? Lala goes,
I'm not Hollywood. Well,
I got to talk to my fans.
I'm not Hollywood at all.
She has to talk to her fans.
Lala.
No. If Lala, if you could travel anywhere right now, where would you go? In the continental U.S.
In the U.S.?
Yeah. Well, I'm asking you in the U.S. and outside the U.S. So I'd rather know in the U.S. first.
Vegas and Italy.
Ooh, okay.
Why is Italy so big nowadays? Everyone wants to go to Italy for some reason.
I'm half Italian. I love Italian food.
Oh,
so
that's why.
Maybe I can meet some Italian boys. But just kidding.
Portuguese boys are way better.
Kajovi, if you could retire at any age, what age would you retire on?
Yesterday.
Yeah?
Yesterday? Yeah.
Now, tell me what retirement means to you.
Retirement means to me, well, retirement for my father meant when he was financially ready to retire, which means when you're working a typical 9-to-5 job, you know, you gotta work, what, 20, 30 years for your retirement or whatever that benefit may be? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have a 9-to-5. I don't have a retirement fund. You know what I'm saying? I work for myself. So whenever I save up enough money to where I can A, have the money to retire, or B, feel comfortable having enough investment money, then I retire. Like, if I had my...
But what do you mean? So what would you retire to? I mean, what would you do on a day-to-day basis?
I guess that's what I'm not being clear about. Retirement to me is not just stop working, because I'm a hustler. I'm never going to stop working, ever.
Right.
And so I think that's how me and my dad are the same thing. My dad has been retired for 4 or 5 years, but he still plays the stock market. You know what I'm saying? So he's still making money. And the thing is that now that he's retired, he has all the time to put into that. So
he has a passion. He's living for something at least.
Honestly,
some sort of ambition.
Honestly, well, no, see, he's got retirement, okay? He's got Social Security. My dad's 70 years old.
Okay.
So he has, he's a genius. He has everything sewed up. You know what I'm saying? He has nothing to worry about. I think he started it for fun and then started getting really, really good at it.
Okay.
And then now it's more like, but like me, whenever I take on a business endeavor, I typically do it for fun. But then when it gets serious, I start taking it seriously, and I want to be the best at it. So my dad started doing this because he was retired. He has nothing to do. He's got money to play with. Started playing the stock market and started seeing, hey, I'm really good at it. Well, I don't want to be just good at it. I want to be the fucking best at it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that. So when I have enough money set aside for investment purposes, that's when I can retire and feel comfortable retiring.
Yeah, but the whole world is designed towards motherfuckers getting caught in that web, you know? It's like, you've got to have credit, you've got to have some sort of retirement money saved up and things like that.
And I agree.
And I meant failing.
This is 5 years ago when you have to have credit, or I'm sorry, 10 years ago, you have to have credit, you have to have this and that. Now, you drive down the street, you find fucking, oh, no credit, no background check, no problem. Come on, that's it. Credit is an idea they had 50 years ago that is now failing.
Yeah, right. But I think it may be more more of an issue on the government side, just the way that the system's built out right now, you know? I don't know what the solution is, obviously. But back to retirement. I think the way that retirement should be as early as possible. And the thing is, our generation really needs to understand where we're going to be going and need to understand our future from a global perspective. Because if you want to sit here and you want to make a bunch of money in the United States and you want to stay here, eventually you will either... you're just not going to be able to plateau and live your latter years that way, you know?
Right.
Because the money fluctuates too quickly up and down. Agreed. So what you want to do is you want to take... If you make a bunch of money here, you make $1 million here, you want to immediately move yourself into a country... Well, first of all, take your money, put it in a bank where you'll gain interest off of that $1 million, you know?
Right.
You get paid $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, something like that, a year. You live off of that from that point, you know?
Exactly.
But what you do is, dude, you can go to Bangkok, Thailand, you can go to Costa Rica, you can go to Norway, all these other places. They're, like, really high on the happiness scale, you know?
Right.
And you can go live over there like a king. You can have crab and lobster every fucking day. And be able to swim in the beach and go surfing every day as well. It's just, you know, you're not going to be in a daily American hustle and bustle. That's the one thing that you can lose. But that's, I mean, and you can do that at 35.
What's your retirement age, Lala?
40.
Yeah,
my retirement age is 35.
See,
I'll get bored, though.
Yeah, you're true. You're right about that. But then that's where you go into, like, charity work and changing little children's lives and building schools and things like that, you know? Because how long are you going to be able to sustain your own ambition? I mean, my thing is, I don't need $100 billion. I need just enough for me to be able to live off of the bank's interest. And from that point on, be able to go out there and do some things for little children, you know? At least for me, it's in the Middle East, because they need education. They're a bunch of fucking retards out there at this point. Culturally, they need to catch up pretty quickly.
Retirement to me just doesn't sound intriguing. You know, I can stop work for like 2 months, and then I'm gonna get that
itch,
you know,
again,
eating inside of me, where I'm gonna have to take on something else, embark on a new business venture, and be the best at it. You know, so I don't know. I don't see myself retiring for a long time.
I think it really comes down to your main goal.
I could quit what I'm doing, and then retire from that, and then, you know, next thing I know, I'm gonna find something else I see. Like, oh, okay, I see that. I'm gonna see if I can try that. That's that.
Back to something lighter.
Something lighter. Sex.
More sex?
Are we back on the sex subject? I think so. Lala, what's your favorite position?
I guess.
It's good. I like it. You keep on putting her on the spot. You are our guest today.
She's blushing her ass off. No, really, what's your favorite position? I need to know.
I'm shy.
Man, I was going to go south here, but I'm just going to hang out.
Okay, well, while she's thinking about it, Omar, what's yours? Eiffel Tower?
Eiffel Tower. Yes. I'm actually pretty big on a Turkish breakfast.
What's that? I've never heard of that.
Urban Dictionary.
Okay, we're on the fucking podcast. Why don't you just tell us and them what the fuck it is?
I didn't hear a word you fucking said. Moving so loud.
So we're on the podcast. Why don't you tell us and our guests what it is?
Okay, so my favorite position, I'm not going to go into that, but I will tell you what But I will tell you what a Turkish snow cone is. It's when you come in your...
if I say it, will you say it?
Yes. Yes,
go
you
for
will.
It.
Go ahead,
go for it.
Go ahead, mama.
Go for it.
Stop looking.
Just say it.
Doggy style. Go.
I was gonna say that, you know, like, because I think that's all what all women prefer.
Really?
Yeah, I like doggy style from an angle though. Not on me, but me being the
catcher. Oh yeah,
catcher.
Sure.
Not being the catcher.
The catcher.
It depends on the guy, actually, too. Yeah.
I don't think it's fair that dogs are the only animal that have their own position. That's not fair. I mean, can we have a cat style? What about a lobster style? I mean, can we get any other animal style?
You know what? The Kama Sutra has a bunch of different styles, so I'm pretty sure it's got something similar to that in there.
The Kama Sutra what?
The Kama Sutra has a bunch of different styles in it, so I'm pretty sure that it's something... relative to lobster style.
Hey, let's make our own style called the Raging Monkey.
No, you didn't tell me your style. Your style.
I got my own style. I haven't named it yet.
But you know, you're gonna attempt to name it now. Are you gonna describe
by
it?
By the way, the bump. I hold on.
Oh, they're playing some good old school here.
Some old school stuff here.
Bringing back some memories.
I guess I gotta call it the I gotta call it the plateau.
What now?
I guess I'll have to call it the plateau.
Explain the plateau to me.
I can't do that secret, nigga. That's secret. I can't break out love. I have girls falling in love.
Everybody will be using it.
Yeah.
If you weren't in the club biz, what else would you be doing?
If
what
I wasn't?
What else would you
want to
do?
I can never do it for a living just because I'm real strong on having a prestigious position, but I really, really love waiting on tables. No gay shit. Like, really. Like, I worked at Chili's when I was in high school for, like, 5 years. That was my second favorite job ever. I loved it. But I can never do it for a living because, oh, that nigga's a waiter. You know what I'm saying? But I fucking loved it. It was fucking awesome.
I'm assuming you're doing what you love to do right now.
Oh, yeah. This is what
right?
I want to do. Hopefully, I'll end up on MTV or ETV.
I don't know. I'm debating what my next business venture is going to be. As of right now, we got...
Open a strip club.
Nah, I'm not really big on strippers. I've only been to like 5 strip clubs in my life. Not really my style.
Yay!
I've got the internet marketing unlocked, advertising, promoting. Me and Omar are killing this podcast. I started that music management company. That's going well. I mean, I don't know. I want to try to do everything and be the best at it.
There's my goal. I want to be
Monster Music Management, Kajobi.com.
No, I'm sorry.
That's it.
I wanted to
Rocket
be
a
motivational speaker at some point.
Hey, you're great at that, just so you know.
Thank
you're
you
awesome
very
at
much.
That. You're very good at motivating people to do things that they may not be previously motivated to do.
I tried to do that sleeping thing and I couldn't do it. I was laughing at myself.
You couldn't do it? Maybe because you need someone
I wasn't focusing. I wasn't like...
You need someone to walk you through it, maybe.
I got
the
too
first,
much shit
first
on
couple
my
of
mind
times.
That I couldn't do it.
Let's say one more topic before we sign out. I'm looking at social networking. What do you think is the most effective social media out right now? I know Evan first thought it was going to be Facebook, but I really think Twitter is up there, man. It's so much more simple, it's easier, and it's got less options, which I think is a strong point. You know, Facebook, you got events, you got your calendar, you got your status updates, you got your profile, you got your pictures, blah, blah, blah. Twitter, boom, picture, update, that's it. It's so simple.
You can ask a question on Twitter and anyone, any random person that's following you can answer that question.
No, anyone asked on Twitter is a diehard Twitter fan. They're going to say Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go to a club and see a group of motherfuckers in the corner just tweeting all day.
Really?
Not even worry about the fuck's going on. Hey, well, I had 6 friends coming from Miami. Shout out to Jesse Peak, a good friend of mine. He lives out there in Miami. He came out with some friends, and they're really big on Twitter. Okay. And, like, they told me, you go to a club in Miami, everyone's just sitting down at the tables, just tweeting, boom. Just not talking away, not out dancing, not at the bar, just staring at the phone, tweeting them.
Really?
And I even asked him, he's like, man, I'll throw 30, 40 tweets between the time I'm in the club and leaving. But who the fuck want? I don't know. The only reason why I got into Twitter is because one of my DJs was like, yeah, it's really cool, you know, you got a club, and a DJ's doing well, you tweet, oh, this DJ's killing it, da-da-da. Like, hey, that's social media, that's where I need to be. So that's how I got started on that. I think they both have the pros and the cons.
Yeah, to be quite honest with you, I haven't done much research on that, but I would say at least for now, since Facebook has more options, I guess Facebook for me, it's my opinion, is probably the better one right now.
What do you think?
Facebook
you do both. You do both right now, don't you?
Yeah.
If you had to pick one.
So do you think with Facebook, is it even worth having a website nowadays?
Well, see, the thing, since she has celebrity status here, I think it'd be easier for her to have a Twitter because everyone follows her, and there's people just following just to listen. You know what I'm saying? So I think Twitter would be better for you.
Yeah, I started using Facebook a lot more now, though, since I just got on there, like, 2-3 months ago.
But it works better for
Facebook
you.
Facebook is a little more automated.
Yeah.
More
but
visual.
But it's starting to turn into MySpace. I think it'll die out also.
You think so?
People post shit on my wall. I hate it.
Yeah.
Like, promoting their shit on my wall.
Like that
like,
one Bachelor Surprise show?
No.
Bachelor Surprise?
Stupid.
Oh, your video?
That show's awesome. Rocket Crushy.
With the
hit.
Guy cleaning the shit?
No. Guy cleaning the shit?
I can't believe you
There's
put
a guy
video.
Playing with shit?
The guy that's cleaning
in the beginning
restroom.
Of the last video blog, there was, it looked like someone took a shit in the urinal.
Where?
That was nasty.
Soma Sushi. Your favorite place?
I've only been there twice. I'd go there right now and eat some sushi, though.
You know, as we're winding this podcast down, I kind of want to give some a tip out because of our top secret business there. We don't want to hint on it too much, but I want to talk to the general male population and let them know that you should not ever attempt to be Captain Save-A-Ho. If a woman is an alcoholic, if a woman's a bigot, if a woman's just crazy, this is guy advice. Do not attempt to fix her.
No. Nope.
Because if she wants to
let
be fixed.
Let them crazy women do what they need to do to burn.
Right. I see a lot of young girls nowadays that go into modeling contests and this and that. They're extremely hammered even before they get on stage and stuff. And it's, you know, and they'll come up and talk to me and stuff. And to be real honest with you, I can't wait to walk away from them. You know, because I see, they may not be negative. They may be real blank sheets of paper, just energy flowing through them. Except for, they're going to get hooked to the negative aspect of what's out here. Because we're experienced. We're in our later 20s now, you know. But those young people that are getting into this business, I see downfalls before anything else gets any better. So regardless of getting back to the point, if there are any women out there and they're a train wreck, gentlemen, it is not your position to be out there trying to save her in any form or fashion. What you should do is invest your time looking for people that have similar interests as you. Check your family's network. Go join a charity and things like that and meet with people that actually have the same belief systems as you. Church, I don't know so much because you can still have underground perverts hanging out there and people that have grown into church. So they don't have to challenge themselves so much to look outside. They just grew up in a church, and that's how they are, you know?
Right.
But if you want to meet somebody and stuff, you want to go out to charities and things like that where you can have more of a basis, more of a belief system in something that you both believe in, you know, outside of your comfort zone.
I think charities are great. Now that we're on the charity subject, I'm actually throwing a charity event this Wednesday.
Are you?
On the Rocks, West Road and Jones. So if all y'all in the area, be it on the Rocks next Wednesday from 2 to 6. We're throwing a topless car wash.
Okay.
Regardless, it's a charity. The charity is for my buddy. He kind of got, he was at the wrong place at the wrong time and got some charges on him that were not his fault.
Okay.
And now he has a lot of lawyer fees on him. And I'm throwing a benefit for him.
Man, that's an excellent idea. I know who you're talking about.
A lot of people, they think right here in jail, like, oh, he probably deserves it. Why are you throwing a benefit for him? No, he was really in the wrong
place.
He's a good motherfucker.
He's a good fucking
guy. He was in the wrong place at the wrong fucking time.
Right.
It was just horrible. And now he has to get a lawyer to get him out of it. And I felt that before because I've gotten in trouble. It's where I felt I didn't need a lawyer because I was completely right. But still, to pay a lawyer $4,000 to get me out of the trouble that I was wrongfully accused of being in. And it is a shitty system. But this Wednesday, on the Rocks, 2 to 6, topless car wash.
Yeah, everyone also
and
hit
we'll be cooking.
Kajovi.com for more details as well.
Yes, right? Sir. It will be on Kajovi.com. Go ahead and check out the Monster Music tab also. There's also a new tab that says Party Live. I'm going to start live streaming from all our events. So y'all can check that shit out too. Actually, I think the tab says Kajovi Live. Anyways, if you go there, you'll see live footage from our events if you're homesick and can't go to them. Also check out Mushroom Music, Lala's World.
Go ahead, Lala. You want to plug your stuff?
Yeah, everybody check me out at youtube.com/ Lala's World TV.
What about your Facebook page?
Facebook, it's Houston's Lala, and Twitter is That Girl Lala.
Okay. For me,
also need to make a drop to DJ VJ Taboo.
Okay.
DJ Nas, Dirty Rice DJs. Family of ours.
Right.
They're
hosting us here tonight at The Lot.
Yep, they are hosting this. We are at The Lot on Washington. We also need to give a shout out to Gone Local TV, Joe Stang, doing my reality show.
Dusty Ducats.
Dusty Ducats, off the chain, go for the motherfucker IMDb. We also got, what else we got?
Twilight Group.
Stream
Nightlife.
Stream Nightlife.
My boy Naveed Cartel, who always comes around and fucks around with me.
Yeah,
Johnny Knoxville.
Naveed Cartel is probably fucking a rat right now.
Probably is, probably.
We also need to thank The Lot for letting us do this here.
Right.
I'm not actually even sure if we even asked. We just kind of set up shop here.
Yeah, we did.
But it's cool that they didn't kick us out. Yeah, something good just happened.
Very solid beer pong game going on back here. All right, so yeah, as far as my stuff goes, Facebook.com/RocketFresh. You check out our video blogs, Bachelor Surprise, Cornflake Burrito, all the other madness. There's also some really good news coming out in the next couple of weeks. I pretty much want to plug everything else. And I also want to thank Lala for coming on to our show. We'll have you more often. And there's some really big news coming up with Lala also, you know. So everyone stay tuned.
A lot of big news. I'll be proposing to her on TV tomorrow.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get the ring tomorrow.
If you like
Oh,
it,
that's when you get a parachute out of the airplane.
Yes.
You're going to target in.
Right.
To DM.
Man, I can't jump out of a plane. I'm too scared for that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Hey, let's start another benefit for me and your skydiving funds. I'm a bitch, and I'm really scared to do it.
I'm never going to fucking skydive,
bro. If someone pays
that,
for it, I can't say no. So why don't you pay for it, daddy? Yeah, I called you daddy.
I wish I had good friends like you last year when I had to pay $12,000 on my lawyers.
I don't know how I got so lucky with my case. My case got dismissed before I even got to court.
All right, goody. All right, so let's go ahead and wrap this.
Kajovi.com.
Anything else?
Lala's World TV.
Thank you so much for stopping by. I would like to thank my partner, Kajovi.com. And we will see you all next time. Thank you very much.
I love you, Rocket Qureshi.